The Brady Report. For world first, better exchange rates than the big four banks on international money transfers.
Well, it's normally at this time of the day I say good morning, and Brady, we've been talking
morning,
to you
Lindsay.
All day here in London. Now, I notice that the fire is still a big topic over here, and the fact that a lot of the bus services that go around where that estate was, they're not going anywhere near. It's still a crime scene.
Yes, and it will be for some time to come. So the fire, Grenfell Fire, have you seen it, Milsey, when you came into the city?
I tried to avoid it because it's just too sad for
me. It's terrible. It's absolutely awful to think how many families were living there and died, and people who got out. The fallout is continuing, and we had a big story break over the weekend, late on Friday night. So the issue with the tower, Grenfell Tower, it had this plastic cladding on the outside, which is illegal in America, illegal in Germany, and now we learn it's illegal in the United Kingdom as well.
Goodness.
So get this, all the councils across the country that have tower blocks, social housing, they're now testing the cladding, and they've all failed the fire regulation tests.
And I noticed one mob said, look, we can't guarantee your safety, you got to leave. And that
I was there Friday night, and you know where all the people living in that tower block heard it first? Sky News.
Really? So yeah. They had no idea.
I turn up, people are getting evacuated. There was no one there from the council. There was a handful of security guys in high-vis jackets, which were basically there to stop the media talking to people. And all these people streamed out of their building, and many of them came over and said, hey, Sky News, what's going on? Why are we being evacuated?
Jeremy Corbyn is big in politics here. What did he get up to on the weekend?
So he's the leader of the opposition. Labour supporters would say that he will be the next Prime Minister, that if there is another election, a snap election again, because Theresa May is, to use a phrase that someone used about her, a dead woman walking. Jeremy Corbyn at the weekend went to Glastonbury, the big music festival down in the southwest, which has just finished tonight with Ed Sheeran headlining. Jeremy Corbyn is a politician. He got himself on the pyramid stage, which is the main stage at Glastonbury, and he gave quite an eloquent speech, and he ended it off with some poetry, and he said, we are the many, they are the few. That was how he ended his speech. And he's absolutely adamant that he believes he will be the next Prime Minister.
Very good. Oh, so we'll catch you tomorrow, and we'll catch you with Ollie this afternoon, but we'll catch you in a few minutes.
A few minutes, Milsey.